Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Craig Allen's advice ever since early today has been, if you could leave early to mid-afternoon, that would be your best advice to try to get out of here.
Yeah, the heavy stuff still to come. Some of the heavy bands have already arrived in some of the areas, but other areas have not seen the heavy stuff yet. So if you can head out now, now's the time to do it.
Let's go back to Penn Station, WCBS reporter Steve Burns. Steve?
Yeah, guys, it is getting a little more crowded from earlier in the hour. People are streaming in from the subways, taking the advice to take mass transit today. Don't chance it on the roads. And the crowds are getting a little bigger here. The trains seem to be running on time. So far, so good here, both on New Jersey Transit and the Long Island Railroad. Of course, a lot of people have memories in their head of what happened just over a year ago in November 2018, that freak storm where the forecast was for about 1 or 2 inches. Turned out to be a lot more. The timing was terrible when, of course, people got stranded on the roads, on buses, on trains. So with all of that in mind, people didn't want to take any chances this time around. A lot of people did cut out of work early. They said they wanted to catch an early train home and get back traveling before these delays could start mounting.
Steve, are trains, for the most part, on time right now? And what's the plan to keep them on time?
Yeah, they are on time at the moment. Looking at the New Jersey Transit Board right now, and there is one train that's boarding. The rest are all waiting as usual. No delays at this point. Same with the Long Island Railroad. It is, of course, a delicate balance. It's kind of a high wire act every day here at Penn Station, but add in the inclement weather and it gets even more complicated. Of course, New Jersey Transit, Long Island Railroad, the MTA will tell you that they are prepared to handle this. The Long Island Railroad actually is adding some more infrastructure to deal with the weather this year. About 20 switch heaters, keeping ice and snow off of some of their switches. New Jersey Transit is doing the same thing, winterizing its trains and its systems. So the agencies will say they are prepared for this, but as riders know, that's not always borne out in reality.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS reporter Steve Burns at Penn Station this afternoon.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.